Vayikra Yaakov el Banav. Vayomer heyasvu vagid alachem esa sheyikra eschem b'acharis hayamim. Yaakov Avinu's in Mitzrayim. He gathers his sons together. He's aging, he's ill, he's dying. And he says, gather together because I want to tell you what will happen b'acharis hayamim. Says Rashi, quoting Chazal, Bikesh Yaakov legalis es haketz. Yaakov wanted to tell them about the ultimate redemption that will take place. Yimos HaMashiach. V'nistalka mimena shechina. And the shechina left him. That which he knew, Baruch HaKodesh, all of a sudden left him. And that message that he wanted to give over about the ketz, the ultimate redemption, he wasn't able to. What does the next pasuk say? Hikavtzu v'shemu b'nei Yaakov. They'll gather together. V'shemu al Yisrael avichem. Listen to what I have to say. Rashi continues. V'hizcha lomar dvarim acherim. So he started to say to them other things. What's going on over here? Yaakov Avinu wants to tell them the ketz. Doesn't tell us why. The Shechina leaves him. It doesn't tell us why. And then, like he just didn't want to look foolish, he said, okay, let's schmooze a little bit. Some impromptu conversation, just because I need to store for time, make up the time. What's going on here? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky Zatzal. Says Yaakov Avinu was aware of what was happening. They had come down to Mitzrayim, and they weren't leaving so fast. He was dying, he was going to leave them, and they would be in Mitzrayim for a long period of time. That we all know about, presumably Yaakov Avinu knew about the Bris Bein Absarim. They were going to be in a nation, and that nation had a culture, and they were going to be acculturated and maybe even assimilated into that culture. What will be with Bnei Yisrael? What will happen to them? How much will they be influenced by the Egyptians? Yaakov Avinu wanted to tell his children and his grandchildren, listen, we're not like the Egyptians. We're different. We have a different destiny. Look at our ultimate destiny. Look what will happen. B'acharis hayamim. This world will be a different world, and we, Am Yisrael, will be playing a central role. Different than any other nation in the world. Gather together and let me tell you what is going to be. What is going to be, when it's going to be. The Shechina leaves him. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Yaakov Avinu. It's not a good idea. See, the ultimate Geula is going to be very far off. Not years later. Not decades later. Not centuries later. It's very, very far off. And if you tell Bnei Yisrael how far off it's going to be, they'll become demoralized. They'll lose faith. Who can hold out so long? It's not a good idea. And the Shechina leaves him. Plan A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu nixes. So Yaakov Avinu doesn't want to stomp schmooze with his kids. He moves on to plan B. And he says he's going to have to do something else. And that is, instead of telling him about the ultimate geula, he begins to describe each and every shevet's role that they will play in building a nation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out of Mitzrayim. It's going to come a time when we're going to need a nation. A nation of scholars, a nation of soldiers, a nation with political leadership and spiritual leadership, a nation of merchants. We're going to need it all. And Yisachar, you're going to be like this, and Zvulun, you're going to be like that, and Yehuda, you're going to be like this, and Asher, you're going to be like that, and Binyamin, you're going to be like that. And every shevet knows that it has a mission in life. And know that your mission can't be fulfilled by a different shevet. This is a goal that you have. Hold on to it. You're all going to be assaulted in a certain sense from all sides by the culture of Mitzrayim. But hold on to your uniqueness. I have a unique role for each and every one of you to play. Don't give in. Hold on to it. And it's very tough. The years pass, the decades pass, and Bnei Yisrael become enslaved, and they sink into the 49th level of Tuma. But they still hold on to something. Loshinu es Lashonam, Loshinu es Bigdam, Loshinu es Shmotehem. They hold on to something that makes them unique. Yes, there's a lot that they gave up, a lot that they assimilated. But a little bit, they held on. And that little bit allowed HaKadosh Baruch Hu to redeem them from Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov Avinu told them that each and every Shevet has its mission, a unique mission. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in store for them. And that, despite everything else that happened, kept them attached, tenuously attached, but nevertheless attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Last week, I was talking to someone I know who teaches in yeshiva here in Eretz Yisrael. And we were discussing about students and to a great extent discussing about our alumni, where they go on from here. And about trying to keep up connection with the alumni, the alumni keeping connection with us, how hard it is sometimes from alumni, the longer and longer they're away out of the yeshiva, out of the seminary. And amongst other things, he told me a story. So it was a guy who was in yeshiva, I don't know, not that many years ago. I think he may have even stayed Shanabet. He was a good guy. He was learning solid. He's really, really doing very well. And now, he says to me, he's about to get engaged to a non-Jewish girl. So try to do whatever you can. Part of the message that each and every one of us needs to know is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a unique mission, not only for every single Shevet in Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a unique mission for every single individual in Am Yisrael. No two of us are alike. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ideas, has a plan, has a goal for each and every one of us that only you can fulfill. No one else in this world is like you. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that mission for you. And we have to realize that no matter what influences are surrounding us and influence us, we can't lose that connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but kavyochol, we have to realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu also needs us. And He wants us. And He'll do anything and everything to hold on as long as there's something to be connected to. No matter how far we stray, whether it's the second level of Tuma, or the 32nd level of Tuma, or the 9th or the 49th. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. And we need to realize, no matter how far we think we're gone, we're never too far away. As long as we hold on to that idea that we are special, we are unique. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has some plan in mind, something for me and you that only I or you can achieve in this world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, it's Am Yisrael's world, and it's your world. No matter what happens, no matter how far, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for us. And if we hold on to the connection, no matter how close we are to that abyss, But if we hold on to the connection, then there's something to pull us back away from that abyss. Not only the ultimate geula, not only the geula from Mitzrayim, but maybe most importantly, for the geula of each and every one of us, is one of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beloved children.